Hey, welcome back, everybody. This segment brought to you by St. Louis Rotisserie. Of course, coming back in with some music. What is it, Tom? What makes it good? What makes
it's
it good?
The wood that makes it good.
I know you like to say that. Pearl Jam, bringing the old Jeremy, which only means one thing, Tom.
It is time for our good friend Jeremy Alamo from St. Louis Football Club. Jeremy, you there?
I am, Tom. How are you guys today?
And Scuba Center.
Hey, you promised you weren't going to make any of those jokes.
I lied.
See, he's terrible. But we, you know.
It's like there's lots of them to be had.
Yeah.
We've heard them all.
Let's get to it, Jeremy. What's the situation at Soccer Park, at Toyota Park?
Yeah, we're a little wet down there. So, you know, we got a ton of rain both here and then obviously upstream, downstream, wherever it came from. I don't know how it works, but so we've been able to get into the building 2 days ago, so we're able to assess damage. The good news is damage inside the building is minimal compared to what we went through, 18 months ago or whenever that was. So that's really good news. We won't know, the structure of the bleachers and the status of the turf until probably Sunday late afternoon. Hopefully there's no damage there, but we'll, once the water fully recedes off the turf, we'll be able to assess it, see where it's at, and then make our plan from there. But, you know, so far we feel very optimistic that we'll be back in there for our June 2nd match against Toronto. So it's really well prepared. We got everything out of the building. We learned a lot of things from the last time. And, considering everything, we're in a pretty good spot.
You know, to me, that's a really interesting aspect of it about, what you learned from the last time. Obviously, you guys didn't say, oh, let's just have the same game plan. This is something we're going to have to deal with. And, what's the old saying? It's not that you get down, you get knocked down. It's that you get back up. And, it sounds to me like I honestly expected kind of, hi, Tom. Yeah, everything's fine. But you sound up, and that's a good thing. How are the players taking it?
Players are good. Some of them, were aware of what had happened before, with so many new guys in the roster. They've heard about it, they've seen it, but they haven't experienced it. So, lucky for us, we got some great partners and great friends. We were able to train over at, our academy complex over in Collinsville with St. Louis Scott Gallagher. They have a tremendous facility over there with grass fields, really good setup. And then Thursday, Friday, our friends from Lufu Soccer Club got us into the old Rams indoor facility that they've taken over, so we were able to train in there. So, just again shows the power of soccer in this community in St. Louis. So, the guys are okay. They want to be back. They want to be back in their home. I mean, they value that place. It means a lot to them in such a short time. And, we have one of the best facilities in the league, so that's a reason why guys come here. So, our job as a staff is to be, like you said, upbeat, be positive, learn from what happened, and then take care of the team and try to make their life as normal as possible. So, we hope pretty soon to get them back in there. But in the meantime, we're going to take care of them the best that we can.
So this whole thing came sort of as a surprise, though, right? I mean, was anybody expecting this rain? Did they predicted we're going to get the massive rains? They did?
Yeah, they did. Maybe not weeks ahead, but as this storm began to come together, it was like, oh, yeah, we were going to get a lot of rain.
Okay, so Jeremy, so maybe you had a heads up.
We had a heads up. Our facility guy's been down there for 30 years. He's seen everything, and he knows, knows the time of year to be on his toes and checking things. And, we had a good heads up, which allowed us enough time to get in and really prepare the building, like I said, so much better than before. But, hopefully they sort out what's causing this, because it just doesn't seem natural that we're having, 200-year floods in a span of 18 months. Yeah. But, we'll get through it, and we'll let other people figure out those issues.
I don't know if you knew this, but Professor Russell Bly is a mathematician at St. Louis University. What are the odds, Professor Bly, of getting 2 100-year floods within 2.5 years or whatever it was?
Low.
thank you very much. Okay, so Jeremy, what can do you need help? What can do folks do to help?
Yeah, right now we're in a really good spot. So we're just encouraging people. Look, this is our place of business. It's our place of work. It's a home in a lot of ways for people. you know, like I said, that work at the club on the youth side that have been there for many, many years. I've become, you know, attached to the place, you know, and just since working there. But it's not where we live. So, you know, people that want to help, they feel that desire to help, you know, reach out to Red Cross, United Way, and, you know, there's some people that lost everything. They lost their homes. So we're okay. We're in a good spot. You know, we're prepared for it, you know, 2 years ago or whenever the last one happened. We weren't. It kind of did hit us by surprise, and we really leaned on the community and are so thankful for them. We're in a different spot this year where we don't have to do that. So, you know, people want to help. People want to reach out. There may be something coming up with a cleanup day or something once we get in there and kind of assess everything. But as of right now, we're just telling people, you know, reach out and help those that they're, you know, their home, their house, their, you know, their place of, you know, that they live and they take care of their families. Reach out and help those people.
That's a great message, man. I mean, honestly, I was expecting to say, oh, bring your sandbags and your boots, and, you know.
Not yet.
Well, I mean, last time, though, I remember talking to you, man. It was kind of like that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, holy cow. But having the experience of going through it, and I mean, everybody's seen those pictures on TV. I mean, I was actually watching the local news so I could see video of the situation. Because I had to drive south. I couldn't go to Fenton. I couldn't go to my account in Valley Park. I couldn't go to my account in Eureka. You know, people telling stories. I mean, the other day, my first account is at this restaurant, and I hear the manager talking to the other guy. Yeah, I wasn't in my house last night. Can't be in my house tonight. Maybe not till tomorrow. Holy cow. This is. So it's exactly to your point. And it's also kind of to your point that you learn from the last experience. And it's, I mean, you're in such better spirits than I expected you to be. I guess I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, well, the sunshine outside today is definitely helping with that. And, you know, just getting in there and seeing it firsthand, you know, I got a phone call the night before, and then they're like, hey, it's not bad, we're okay. You know, we'll see what the turf looks like and the bleachers and the grounds, but the building is okay. And then getting in there yesterday firsthand just kind of, you know, and just made you realize that, yeah, you know what, we are pretty lucky, and we got so much done ahead of time. And, you know, we have some temporary office space that we'll be moving into on Monday just to keep business rolling. And we'll get our fan shop set up in there temporarily, so people want to come and, you know, get merchandise and stuff. We can still just try to be business as usual.
That wouldn't be a bad thing to do, really, if you think about it, is, you know, for folks, it's a good time to buy a shirt or a scarf.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Jeremy, what is your
poncho?
Sorry, Jeremy, didn't mean to butt in there. What again is your target date for being back on the turf and getting and be able to play your home games?
Yeah, home game is June 2nd against Toronto 2, and we really, really want to play our home game there because it is our home. Now we've had discussions with some other facilities. There is a potential of an Open Cup game that we may host May 17th. It depends. Who wins the game. If Wichita wins, we travel to Wichita. If Colorado wins, they travel to us. So we will have to host that one at an alternative site, most likely SLU down in Herman. You know, if we can just keep things moving and, you know, crews are working 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., just knocking out things, if we can stay on a timetable, we really think we can make that June 2nd, that Friday game.
Well, hey, Jeremy, I got to admit, this is a phone call. I remember I called Dan Flynn and after his surgery, and I'm like, I expected, oh, yeah, hi, Tom, you know. And he's like, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. This is kind of on that level. I'm expecting, man, you guys got to be bummed. You're not bummed. That's great. You know, encouraging people to help the people who really need the help. Thanks a lot, Jeremy.
Yep. We appreciate it, guys. Have a good one. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right.
And that's Jeremy Allenbaugh from our local team. So we're going to go out with one of Matt's favorite videos, Bob Skaggs and Cadillac Walk.
Me too.
Favorite of the studio audience here as well. And we're coming right back with the voice of the Empire,
you know,
and the scores.
That woman doesn't move.
You just noticed that.
I've only been watching for an hour.